Phoebe, you want to play another?
I want to say a poem for these folks first, and then I'll play one if we have a time.
All right.
I'm going to say the curbstone for you. And had a record made a long time ago, and they thought it was so funny I had to put it on the record. I didn't like to, but I had to. And I'm going to say it for you. It's a curbstone. As I was going downtown the other day, I met Miss Donna sitting on the curbstone and fanning herself with a bonnet. I asked her how to change, take her downtown on my shoulder, scooting herself off course. I took her down there and I showed her all the animal cubes. I showed her the hip, my riff, and the bullfin. I tickled this darky so, said, "Law me, look at the immigrant. I knew all the time it was a bullfin." So the verlease knocked me up against the keeper knocked me up against the verlease knocked me clean out of the Kansas. When I got out there, a cigar shang mad, I drew back and stuck her down in a lick in the forehead, knocked her back in the mud puddle. She screamed and cried, she couldn't see the will in the back of her head. So me and Miss Down and we included, we'd go up to the boarding house. When we got up there, she said, "T.A.V., I wish you got a mighty know what that was. What tavern, you got a shang fool you. If I was that good a scholar, I wouldn't stay here in no other where." "Dad, but you call these race bottom chairs there. When you sit down, you race clean into the floor." They had plenty to eat there. They had, used to be hot water, but it turned to be ice water. They had ice water for breakfast and dried apples for dinner and swelled up for supper. So me and Miss Dana, we didn't stay very long. We went off singing. "Oh, slow me like the ladyland, the baby rocks the cradleland, rock Susan Nanner, I was going to leave you now. Soon jumped the gutter with a pound of bread and butter, and rock Susan Nanner, I was going to leave you now. When I was down there again, I went to see a white girl. Oh, boy, she's so pretty, she'd make your eye bat to look at her. But her legs were sorely bow-legged, and the blood couldn't circulate, and she died with a spepsy." "When I was down there again, I went to see a colored girl. Well, her hair was napped so tight in her head, she couldn't tell when daylight come. You had to put tar on her nose. It's so flat, you had to put tar on her before you could get a hold of her. Well, hey, Sambo, where are you born at?" "Well, I born in Philomena, New York." "Where are you born at?" "I born in Philadelphia. I could have been born in Philomena, New York, want to." "Oh, slow me like the ladyland, the baby rocks the cradleland, rock Susan Nanner, I was going to leave you now. Susan jumped the gutter with a pound of bread and butter, and rock Susan Nanner, I was going to leave you now. Thank you."